Hi, this is Vernon Pierce, and in today's Health and Wellbeing program, I'm going to be talking to you about insomnia and giving you information and advice provided by the NHS on their website, nhs.uk. The first thing you need to know if you're worried about whether you have insomnia is how much sleep do you need? Everyone needs different amounts of sleep. On average, adults need 7 to 9 hours, children need 9 to 13 hours, and toddlers and babies need 12 to 17 hours. You probably don't get enough sleep if you're constantly tired during the day. And you may have insomnia if you regularly find it hard to go to sleep, wake up several times during the night, lie awake at night, wake up early and can't go back to sleep, still feel tired after waking up, find it hard to nap during the day even though you're tired, feel tired and irritable during the day, or find it difficult to concentrate during the day because you're tired. If you have insomnia for a short time, less than 3 months, it's called short-term insomnia. Insomnia that lasts 3 months or longer is called long-term insomnia. The most common causes of insomnia are stress, anxiety or depression, noise, a room that's too hot or cold, uncomfortable beds, alcohol, caffeine or nicotine, illegal drugs like cocaine or ecstasy, jet lag, or shift work. And things that keep you from getting a good night's sleep can be long-term pain, sleepwalking, snoring or interrupted breathing while you're sleeping, suddenly falling asleep anywhere, nightmares or night terrors, particularly in children. There are also conditions and medicines that can cause insomnia. Mental health conditions such as schizophrenia or bipolar disorder, Alzheimer's disease or Parkinson's disease, restless leg syndrome, overactive thyroid, or the menopause. Many medicines can also cause insomnia, so read the instructions on any medicines you may be taking. Well, you may be asking, how can you treat insomnia yourself? Well, insomnia usually gets better by changing your sleeping habits. Things you can try are go to bed and wake up at the same time every day, relax at least an hour before bed, for example, take a bath or read a book. Make sure your bedroom is dark and quiet. Use curtains, blinds, an eye mask or earplugs if necessary. Exercise regularly during the day. And make sure your mattress, pillows and covers are comfortable. The things you shouldn't do are to not smoke or drink alcohol, tea or coffee for at least 6 hours before going to bed. Don't eat a big meal late at night. Don't exercise at least 4 hours before bed. Don't watch television or use devices like smartphones right before going to bed because the blue light makes you more awake. Don't nap during the day. Don't drive when you feel sleepy. And don't sleep in after a bad night's sleep. Stick to your regular sleeping hours instead. I personally suffer from insomnia, and one of the things I do to help me get to sleep at night is to listen to some soft and gentle music. Providing I've obeyed all the other factors, like not looking at my computer just before I go to bed or having coffee late at night. And if you're in hospital or you can listen to HRB on DAB elsewhere at home, there's a regular programme at midnight every night with music from the Chill Zone, the Love Songs Hour, smooth jazz, or something similar which you may want to listen to help you nod off. If you feel you've covered all the issues that we've talked about so far, you can go and see your local pharmacist and ask them if they can help with insomnia. You can buy tablets or liquids, sometimes called sleeping aids, from a pharmacy that may help you sleep better. Some contain natural ingredients such as valerian or lavender, while others contain an antihistamine. They can't cure insomnia, but they may help you to sleep better for 1 to 2 weeks. They shouldn't be taken for any longer. Some of these products can have side effects. For instance, they can make you drowsy during the day, and this could make it difficult for you to do certain things like driving. Check with your doctor before taking anything for your sleep problems. You may decide to visit your GP if changing your sleeping habits has not helped your problem. You've had trouble sleeping for months, or your insomnia is affecting your daily life in a way that makes it hard for you to cope. A GP will try to find out what's causing your insomnia so you get the right treatment. Sometimes you'll be offered CBT, Cognitive Behavioural Therapy. This may be face-to-face with a therapist or through an online self-help program. This can help you change the thoughts and behaviours that keep you from sleeping. You may be referred to a sleep clinic if you have symptoms of another sleep disorder such as sleep apnea. GPs now rarely prescribe sleeping pills to treat insomnia. Sleeping pills can have serious side effects and you can become dependent on them. Sleeping pills are only prescribed for a few days or weeks at the most, if your insomnia is very bad or if other treatments haven't worked. The advice I'm giving you in today's programme comes from the NHS website, which you can access at www.nhs.uk. And there is a section called Health A to Z, which lists hundreds of conditions you may have concerns about and gives you lots more information and help. That's the website, www.nhs.uk.